Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Oh, hi everyone. Welcome.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast.
Big fun show. We had a pretty good date review Monday.
It's a good one. I confronted Abby. It's one of those classic radio things, isn't it? Oh, I've got to confront you about something. Oh no, what is it?
Oh God, nervous.
Good fun podcast. Oh, we were mysterious.
And now I've got a little announcement for everyone.
Sorry, what was that? Thanks to the studio.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
There you go. Now we are talking about furry friends.
Okay. So everyone, as you know, my gorgeous little angel, rescue Cocker Spaniel, Beauty Prince, Marco.
Yes.
Was the love of my life, and then he passed away in June. It was very sad.
Very sad.
Still cry about him a lot. He was the most perfect beauty angel. But I was on, I think that's the right word when talking about, like dogs, but I was on the lookout for a new dog that I, obviously I didn't want to get a puppy. I didn't want to buy a dog, but I wanted to like rehome a dog or rescue a dog. And I found a dog.
Yes.
Poor little angel. He has the best owner ever.
Right.
And has gone from the best to equally as good with
equally as good.
But no, best owner ever. Lovely, lovely person on the Gold Coast. Just two other dogs. One of the other dogs, unfortunately, something happened and it had a personality change.
Oh, yes.
And that resulted in it always like nipping at this dog's face. Walter is his name, my Cocker Spaniel.
Right.
And he would get aggressive back and get upset. So
not good. Yes. Yeah.
Not good. And that was making his behavioural changes. So...
Right.
For a year, she looked for someone to take care of him because Cocker Spaniels, for those of you who don't know, if you're not part of the Cocker Spaniel Club, they actually are a very unique breed and they need a lot of assistance. Like you think, oh, they're so cute. Oh, they're so easy to take care of. Oh, they don't really shed. No, they're like genuinely all a bit off center. And that is why I love them. But obviously they have personalities.
They are a little bit off-skewed.
But they're all a bit neurotic and a bit like... scared and then either get aggressive or get like what they call cocker rage.
What?
Yeah, that's what Marco had. Cocker rage because he would just go off. They also love to chase birds. They're also weirdly strong. So she was looking for like a year to find someone who she was okay giving him to. She wanted someone who had a cocker before.
Yes.
Someone who was nice. Someone who obviously, you know, had a good voice to put on for. Not that I put a voice on.
You don't put a voice on.
No, but like that's why I lost out on the criteria because I actually just bring out dogs speaking around me.
Yeah.
And anyway. Went to the Gold Coast, got him, drove him down. We had a 5-day trial before I drove down.
Okay. Yes, you did. That's
right. Because I'm very much into dogs' personalities. Some dogs, I mean, all dogs are beautiful, but some dogs, boring.
Yeah, there's something about some dogs.
It's not a breed thing. It's more of a, and it's not even, you know what, actually? Marco, big personality because big trauma.
Yes.
So we got along, you know?
Oh, yes.
They're a bit evil. A bit of, I want a dog that's going to like get on the table and eat your chicken off your plate. That's what I want.
Okay, right.
And I'm sorry that I want that, but it's what I want. And if you don't want that, that's fine. At least we aren't in the same pool getting the dog.
We all like different things.
Different things. It's and fine. I think some dogs are a bit boring. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. And I think when I meet some dogs, I think nothing behind those eyes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, that's fair. And that's fair.
Know, and that's fine. Maybe you want a dog with no personality.
Totally.
And that's fine. But I want one that I can talk to and it can give me a little like yelps when it talks back to me.
And, does, and they have nice voices, Cocker Spaniels.
Yeah. And anyway. So got him at a 5-day trial. He didn't look at me at first.
Well, but that's very mysterious.
What was mysterious, but also was a bit like, oh, no personality. Like, I was like, no personality. This is why I wanted a trial, you know.
Good.
But yeah. I stuck it out for four more days. After the fifth day, obsessed. You saw me in studio with him?
Yes.
Obsessed. Yeah. He was lying on my lap when I was doing the podcast.
Yes.
He was being so cute. So, went and got him the next weekend, drove back down to Sydney, and now I have a beautiful angel Cocker Spaniel. But!
Oh, there's a but?
There's actually an issue. Not with him.
I was going to say already. It's for the soccer.
Well, kind of with him, but it is a naughty, beautiful thing that I love. It's a cute thing.
What is it?
So he grew up on a farm for the first 18 months of his life. This is the second time he's been rehomed.
Oh,
so
okay.
He was initially with a family on a farm.
Yes.
And the parents got divorced, I think.
Okay.
And had to give the dog up.
Sure.
And then his previous owner got him. And then now, because of the dog's beaten, fighting. He's a bit loosey-goosey.
He needs to be outside, hence farm vibe, or?
No. Loves being outside. Doesn't have to be. Can just lie and cuddle all day because Cocker. But when outside, he loves being off-lead, right? He's really good at it. He is good at, like, running, and then he'll always turn around to make sure he can still see me. Once he can't see me, he runs back usually.
He's used to the farm being so much, having so much room, and really, not really a lot of room in capital cities.
Yes, but we went to the beach today.
Oh, yes.
The dog beach. And he climbed a cliff and was, I was like, oh, how cute, because he saw his one weakness, birds.
Oh, like all cockers.
All cockers, they're bred to, I think, hunt birds. They're bred to hunt them, I think. So he saw birds, and you can't, once at that point, you usually come back to Walter. If I go, Walter, then, sorry, mommy. And then he'd come back. But this, with the bird, doesn't do anything. He ran all the way up cliffs. To the point where I was on the phone to my manager and I was like, I think he's going to fall off and die. Like, he was so high up and slipping whenever he'd step. And I was like, my dog's going to fall off and crack his head open on the concrete.
Right.
And also, how am I going to explain that to the followers? No, I'm kidding. Well,
That's a great question.
Fair. Second dog that has died in your care in four months. Suspicious.
I'd be like, maybe not Cocker Spaniels anymore.
It's like giving Black Widow vibes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like giving serial killer vibes.
Yeah, wow. Well.
So I was very concerned. And then I couldn't get up because obviously dog can get up. So then I had to climb. I had to get him down to an area where he could see me and that he was almost close enough. And he tried, I was like, do not jump off, Walter. Like, do not jump. And he's sitting there. And then I kept saying no. He started crying. Like, he was like, meh, meh. So then I had to climb. I had to scale the cliffs at this beach.
Bear Grylls over here.
Yes. And I had to crawl through all these bushes to get him. And then thank God a good Samaritan came across and she climbed after me and we did like a little train. There was another couple that came down. So there were four of us rescuing this Cocker Spaniel. And usually Cockers are quite like chill. So he's got a farm dog. He's like cattle dog personality a little bit, which I do like. Naughty.
So you did say you want a dog that wants to jump on the table and eat your chicken.
And I've got one.
Sounds like what you've got.
Love him. He's beautiful. Little Walter.
And we were looking for Instagram name suggestions.
We are looking for Instagram name suggestions.
I reckon his Instagram name should be very simple, very easy. It doesn't need to be too hectic. I think we hit the nail on the head with Mark Cocker Spaniel. That was real good.
Very funny.
Flash in the pan. Fantastic. Fantastic name. I just think it should be basically Walter. Basically Walter. Because he says basically like once every three words. So it's basically Walter.
He does speak. He speaks kind of similar to.
Yeah. Same kind of Marco vibe. But
because Cocker Spaniel.
Well, yeah, and he just says, well, this is basically...
Basically, I think that mum... But Walter, what are you doing in here?
Oh, he's... Did you get any good names?
No, I mean, I don't know. I actually kind of wanted to ask the people, but we can do it tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do it tomorrow. We could have done it tonight.
Yeah, I know. I just kind of
assume what?
I assumed we were asking the people without actually reading our little run sheet.
We can do it right now.
If you have an Instagram name for a Cocker Spaniel named Walter.
Yep.
Give us a call on 131060. Let me read out some suggestions that I had.
Yes.
Can you tell me what you think?
Yeah,
so
okay.
I said, I don't want Where's Wally. It's too basic and it isn't very imaginative.
I laughed at that. I thought, don't say Where's Wally.
Everyone's like, oh, I've got a good one. Where's Wally? As though that isn't the first thing everyone thinks of. All right. Someone said, what a Wally.
What a Wally?
Yeah, like, what a Wally.
Oh, right, like a silly goose.
Silly, yeah.
Okay, what a Wally. Anymore?
Walter's World.
Yeah, that's giving Where's Wally.
Yeah, I know. Widdle Walter.
Widdle Walter.
Widdle.
That's my favourite so far.
Widdle Walter. Kiss My Wally.
Kiss My Wally. Not bad.
Wally Wonka.
Wally Wonka's pretty good.
We've got some calls through.
Got some calls through.
All right, Caitlin.
Hi.
Caitlin?
Hello. Yes, my suggestion was Wally's World.
Wally's World.
Yeah, Caitlin, I like it. I don't love it. I love any other ones you can think of. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to sit here and say I love it because you'll notice it isn't going to be that. What do you reckon? Any other ones? How about this? Someone said, "Walt, are you doing?"
Walt, are you doing? Is a good one.
Anna, what do you reckon?
Walt the cock.
Be basic, Anna.
Walt the cock.
Walt the cock.
Cocky Walt.
Walteser.
Walteser.
Walteser. I think I got it.
You think you do Walteser?
I'm going to see if it's available.
You reckon you do?
The Walteser.
See if it's available.
He's a chocolate cocker spaniel.
Anemis. Okay, Walteser it is.
Walteser.
Okay, well, that was chaotic, but we got there in the end, didn't we? Walteser. Welcome to the family, Walteser.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Miss Mysterious.
Good to meet you.
Miss Mysterious.
I mean, yeah, like I'm having a good time, yeah.
Mysterious.
Tell you right now, that opener's not mysterious, but it is fantastic.
Can you imagine me entering into a party with that opener playing? Miss Mysterious.
You would lose all allure. I think everyone would know who you were.
Imagine. This Hi, chick's I'm Abby.
Got her own theme music.
Miss Mysterious.
Well done, Kai. Really good.
Well done, Kai, our gorgeous sound producer. Okay, everyone. So a few weeks ago, I was talking about how I want to be more mysterious because I realised I don't feel that anyone's ever had a crush on me. Now, I did outline that having a crush on me isn't the same as being a fan of me because a lot of you, as predicted, DM'd me saying, I have a crush on you. No, you don't. You're a fan. And that's great.
Good on you. Thank you.
Or like you're a follower. That's great. I love that. That is a positive feeling towards me. But I would say a crush is like a subdued work crush. You see them around. You get a bit of a flutter, you know.
Mm.
You're excited to work with them. If it's like a, you know, someone like a client or something, you get excited to go to a meeting with them. That vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have a crush on a lawyer when I used to work in commercial real estate.
Did you?
A lawyer from New Zealand used to have a crush on him and I'd be excited to do deals with him. You know what I mean? That's a crush.
Sure, bro, for sure.
But then when we spoke, crush was ruined. But
was it?
He was hot and young and very smart.
Sweet.
So last time we did a few role plays and it didn't really feel like it was working. You were a really good guide.
Thank you.
But I wasn't responding because I feel like I was kind of left out into the ether because you had faith in me, which I don't think I deserved.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to be mysterious. I want to be interesting.
It actually, for those that missed it, it turned out into kind of Abby and I just being rude to each other and I ended up being like, well, I think you're being a bit of a bitch.
Yeah.
And then it kind of shut down everything.
Because I kind of thought, this is me at a party to meet someone new. Hi, I'm Abby. Lovely to meet you. How are you? Oh my God, you look great. Oh, sorry. Oh, I was late to this lunch because I forgot that it was on at this time. Oh my God, my makeup. Oh my God, my fan. Oh, I've got lipstick on my cheek. Sorry. That's me.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Chaos.
And I want to be more like a person that rocks up and is like, everyone's like, ooh, who is that?
Chaos in a can, ooh. Baby.
And the thing is, I feel like I want to have more people have crushes on me. I actually want to, like, whenever we interview someone, if they are sexually attracted to my gender, yeah. I want them to have a crush on me.
Wow.
And it doesn't mean I want them to make a move. I want them to just think, that was so mysterious and cool.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, right. So less to do with looks, more to do with vibe. Oh,
all to do with vibes. I want nothing to do with my looks.
Nothing to do with the looks.
Because eventually, you know, I won't look this way. So I've got to have vibe.
That's deep.
I've got to have my vibe. Vibing.
Okay.
Mysterious vibes. So I asked my followers after this, I thought, dire straits. I thought, I've got to ask the people.
Ask people, baby.
And I said, what are some tips? And I think we should do some role play again.
Okay. Right. So I will be meeting you. You have to be mysterious.
Yes. Okay.
Did we clear off the role plays again? I don't think we did. We all good to go on the role play?
I am.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to walk into the party and meet you.
Someone said, give us the what, but not the why.
Wow.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Very,
let's go.
Very mysterious. Oh, hey. I see you in the corner. I just want to come say hi. I'm Rowan. You look cool.
Oh, yeah, cool. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Busy day today? Like, you got much on?
Yeah, really busy.
Really?
Like, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the oat latte just hanging out there, like you got a couple of them ready to go.
Yeah, I'm just so exhausted.
Really?
Yes.
What are you? Why are you looking at me like that? It's like I see into your soul.
I thought you'd ask me more questions.
See, that's okay. See that?
Okay.
I don't think that's mysterious. I think if you're waiting for questions,
I think someone would go. Why? Why are you so tired? They would just go, cool. Oh, but then you're mysterious as well.
See, the thing is, I'm just regularly mysterious.
All right.
So I'm trying. I'm so mysterious that maybe we're both being mysterious. Another tip. Someone said,
ask them more questions. That's a good one.
Well, I think that might be better.
Because then it's like, I'm not being rude, but you don't know much about me.
I think you get too caught up in your questions, though.
Okay, let's try. Role play.
Oh, hey, how are you? I just saw you laughing in the corner. I thought I'd come say hi.
Oh, sorry. Just was thinking about this really funny podcast, Hot Nights with Abby.
Good. I've heard of it. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. What do you like to do for fun?
See, this is the problem.
I
like to go to the beach. I do karate.
Cool. Why you do karate?
Because, you know.
Self-defense vibes?
Yeah.
I can't answer the question for you.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you can do the questions. I liked the what, not the why. Any more tips?
Okay. Someone said answer questions with a question so you never answer. Lol.
Yeah.
Someone said you got to drop little hints when there's no time to elaborate.
Hints? I don't know about that one.
What is
that? Have you thought about done it? I actually Googled this a bit. Have you tried mirroring?
Isn't that what people...
You just say the same thing back.
Okay, let's go.
Mirroring.
Exact same thing?
Yeah. Well,
same vibe.
95% of the same vibe.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Just finished up at work.
Oh, great. How was work? I also finished up at work.
What do you do for work?
Now
I'm hearing. Sorry.
I think it needs more. I think it needs more work. But a lot of people did say...
We need more tips.
Don't be mysterious. That's boring.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not good because we're, like, both not super mysterious, but we're kind of trying to be mysterious. I'm trying not to be mysterious, but because I'm trying not to be mysterious, I'm thinking about not being mysterious, and I think I am being a bit mysterious.
I mean, we talk for a living, so we need to find someone who's, like, who is mysterious.
Oh, my God. Maybe we should see who's the most mysterious person in the office. I'll have a think, and we'll get them in.
Okay.
And we'll get them in, and they can have a conversation with you.
One final comment from someone.
Yeah.
They said, don't be mysterious. It's a cover for having no personality.
That's also true.
And that's kind of true.
And you have a lot of personality.
I got too much, baby. You can't contain it.
Hey, just let it go.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time for... The movie game.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, Here we go. Now, the movie man. Movie man.
No, I'm back to movie man.
Oh, you are?
I was movie boy. And then I, last week, 2-0. Smoked them.
2-0.
And quit too.
I didn't even think they even said their name.
They didn't get to. Because movie man was on fire.
Movie man's on fire. But how are you feeling today, movie man?
I feel less pressure because I really wanted to win. I couldn't be bothered sending someone a friendship bracelet.
Right. So this is
last
thing.
Week I was ready to roll. Tonight I'm here nor there.
Because if you missed it, you get a friendship bracelet handmade by Rowan. Woven by Rowan.
Thank you.
You can get a variety of different colours.
Oh,
so here's what happens on the movie man. Because Rowan seems to think he knows everything about every movie.
Yep.
He was bragging a bit, so I decided I'm going to test that. I also know nothing about movies. I never watch movies, ever. And I get to learn during this game as well.
Of course. And your next trip to the movies, just got a whole lot comfy with Hoyts. You get to win yourself. Hoyts Lux tickets. Book your recliner seats now at hoyts.com.au.
Love Hoyts Lux. Love you, Hoyts Lux. Very fun. Really nummies Aperol Spritz on Hoyts Lux.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when I went.
Yeah.
So I read out the vague descriptions of plot lines of movies.
Yes.
And you or our beautiful, amazing contestant that will win today.
Maybe.
Is going to try to beat you to it. So, Crystal.
Hello.
Hi, Crystal. How are you feeling?
Good. I'm excited.
Are you excited? Okay, but do you feel good about winning? And if so, why? What are the qualifications? Because at this point, I need to start vetting people.
Is that fair?
I go to the movies quite often. I love them.
Okay.
Great. And I can't wait to win some Lux tickets.
Okay. Because that would be nice, wouldn't it? And use that as your motivation. And the thing is, just a reminder, if Rowan gets the first one, don't be disheartened, okay?
Because okay. Best of three, Crystal. Best so I might three. Not know the next two. I might not. Last week, though, I was so good.
So good. Too good. So names as buzzers. Let's go.
Okay.
A Norse teenager lives on an island where battling creatures is a way of life. His progressive views...
Movie Man. Now, this is my favourite movie and Dad's favourite movie. Is it How to Train Your Dragon?
Yes. What is it? Oh, have you seen that movie, Crystal?
Yes.
Because the dragon looks like a big blue-tongued lizard. And we love
blue-tongued lizards
in Tasmania. Sorry.
We love them.
You're up against it there, Crystal. One of my favourite movies.
Oh, Crystal.
Also to the producers, very niche from me. So that wasn't really your fault. No, they'll look at themselves like, how do we get that one so wrong? No, no, very niche from me.
All good, all good.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
By day, this main character makes ends meet any way he can. Handyman jobs, detailing cars, or designing furniture. But nighttime is when he really gets to display his many talents. He's the hot headliner in an all-male review.
Crystal.
Yes.
It's Magic Mike.
Yes.
Yes, it is Magic
Mike. Oh, tiebreaker, tiebreaker. Nipples are getting hard. All right. Now, Crystal, focus. Let's have a deep breath.
Do you wear bracelets, Crystal?
Sure, yeah. I'll wear one that for you.
Well, that doesn't sound
and
like...
And she can wear it to Hoyts Lux. Can you imagine the victory lap of having a bracelet on
that
and go to Hoyts Lux?
That is the victory lap, actually. All right,
let's go.
Here we go. All right.
Two parents have compromised their careers to raise a large family. The dad coaches a high school sports team, while the mum has... Yes?
Cheaper by the dozen? Oh, no, that's wrong.
You're right.
Well done.
Yes, yes, don't doubt your abilities, Crystal. Don't doubt yourself.
Thank you.
Well done, Crystal.
What colour bracelet do you want, Crystal? Mine's pink.
Is it?
Oh, I think I want a pink one too.
Yeah, she wants pink.
You want pink as well?
Yep.
Yes, please.
Well done, Crystal.
All out of pink.
Thank you.
All right, movie boy.
All right, Crystal. I'll get you one. I'm all out of pink. I'm going to have to roll a spotlight and do a little stock up, a re-up.
Go to spotlight?
Thank you so much.
That's where I go. I'm going to go spotlight. I'm a member.
Oh,
I have to do a little re-up.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm all right with it. You know, I like when people win. I don't like any beaten, but I like
it's doing... Well, the thing is, it's a win-win because when they win, they get a little prize.
Yeah, absolutely. Hot Nights, Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So the Masked Singer is on this Sunday.
It's crept up, hasn't it?
Well, it actually was really, it was a really fast turnaround, I guess, because there's so many secrets to be kept. So they don't want too much space in between filming and airing, right?
And I never thought today, I was like, oh, that's right, it hasn't even been on yet. Because I've just been around you so much and you've been filming. It feels like it's been around forever.
Yeah, but it hasn't even been on air. So it's very exciting. And I've seen some articles guessing who some of the masks are.
Oh, yeah?
And I can't, like, the thing is...
You can't even say anything.
You can't even say if it's right, if it's wrong. You can't even say it's wrong because it ruins the whole game.
You just leave it alone. Mysterious.
So I'm being mysterious. I know things that you don't know, everyone. And also, everyone, literally no one knows. It's just Osha, the panel, and maybe like 10 crew.
Yeah, they're really secret about it.
Who actually know. Like, there are some producers who don't know on the show who are producing this show who have no idea. My hair and makeup artists are kicked out of the room. People do not know.
Yep, when I saw the show, we were kicked out of the room.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Yep. It's great.
You're on the cover of the magazine as well, Stella.
And I'm on the cover of Stella this weekend. Well, yeah, on Sunday, then I think for the next week, right? Is it a fortnight, weekly? I don't really know.
Weekly.
Weekly. I mean, it's a gorge. Stella did the best photos.
You look great there.
Everyone. Chrissy Swan did one last week, and then I did one this. It's honestly amazing. Sweet. And, it was fun. I'm very excited about the Masked Singer airing.
Yep.
All the promos look great. I do cry at one of the mask reveals.
Cry.
And people have laughed me going,
happy
no,
cry.
When you see who it is, you'll understand why I cried.
Yeah. The new era of TV's craziest show is almost here. The Masked Singer starts 7:30 Sunday on 10.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
If there's one thing millennials would quit their job over, what do you think it would be?
No phone chargers at the desk.
Good one.
I need my phone charge. I mean,
they do, though, for their job.
Some of them
and
do.
For mental health.
Check on their mates.
Don't come for our own generation. I am the youngest of the millennials.
Am I a millennial?
Yes, babe, you're a millennial.
Gen some?
No, you're a millennial.
Uh-oh.
The youngest are now the little Gen Zs, you know.
I've been making fun of millennials for years.
No, you're a millennial.
And I am a millennial.
Oops. Self-burn vibes.
Got him.
Got him.
Don't oil him.
So, apparently young Australians are really fighting for their lives.
Oh, no.
I said to say fighting for their rights, but I said lives.
Careful.
They're fighting for their lives to wear comfortable clothes to work.
Oh, the battle.
Which, now what are you wearing right now, Rowan? Because we're in no position to say, to make fun of it.
To be fair, I haven't worn any sort of uniform or anything other than I wanted to wear.
Ever.
Better part for like 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
Right now I'm wearing, you know, the black T-shirt. I'm wearing pants right now that were wicked, but I'm mostly described by people as, oh, you're wearing your pajamas to work. Like they look like PJs. They're not. They're sick, but they look like PJs.
I've got on backwards as well. Hat inside.
Got Nikes on.
I've got like some sandals on that Velcro up. I've also got track pants on.
Yeah.
And I've got a puffer jacket and
what's that tie? I like that top, by the way. What is that?
It's just like a workout top.
Originals.
Yeah. No, Stacks original. Use my code Abby10, I think, if you want.
Sick.
To. 10% off. So like I have worked in corporate.
Yeah.
Very hectic corporate where it's like pencil skirts and court shoes with a blouse. And my hair in a bun and my glass. I used to wear glasses. I meant to wear glasses.
Why do you wear glasses now?
Because only for up close screens.
Oh, okay.
So I don't use the computer.
Nah, you don't need to.
Don't need it. But I've done both, and let me tell you, it is much more fun not having to have a pencil skirt on every day.
Oh yeah.
I used to go and sit in the park and have to like prance myself down, like just like sit on like I was sitting side saddle in the grass to eat my carrots and hummus with my leftover fried rice from the night before. Like it was horrendous. Prancing around, my feet would get so sore trying to run to, and the options are wearing runners or like flats to and from the train.
Yeah.
And then putting on your heels at work.
Oh.
Which, like, seems counter, because people aren't going to see you inside the office. So shouldn't it be, like, in the office is the chill zone?
You think so.
Like, why is outside the office a chill zone? I used to run in my pencil skirt and flat and my blouse.
Oh, not from the Milton train station.
Not from Milton. No, not from Milton. I actually would go to, Eagle Junction.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Sorry, Brisbane chat. Sorry.
And there's actually a paparazzi photo we can probably find. Trina, I can find it for you for sure, of me running in a corporate outfit with a flat on. It's an awful
thing. Not an Eagle Junction.
I used to get papped because I was still working my full-time job at the junction. I saw my full-time
please
job.
Please find it, Trin, please.
Trina, I'll find it for you. Put it on our Instagram, Hot Night to the Abbey. But I think this is so fair. Apparently 34% of them say they would consider quitting their job if their employer made them dress professionally again. And I think that's so fair. It doesn't matter how you're dressed.
Especially now.
Are you doing your job?
You should have people work from home. Right. Especially you may have been really used to working from home now. You want to go back to wearing a suit at work? Maybe not.
And also you have a whole other wardrobe just for work then. Like it isn't a uniform, but it is. You have to have, like, I'm not wearing a pencil skirt and pointed toe heels on a Saturday night.
I know some people that swear by the uniform. Don't have to think about it. Just chuck it on, go.
I would like a uniform.
Oh, sorry.
Of a uniform.
Right.
And do you know how much do you think an average cape, I'm thinking of a certain brand, I'm not going to say, but how much do you reckon like a corporate wear dress would be of like decent quality?
I wouldn't even know a corporate wear dress brand. I would say maybe a couple hundred.
Yeah, like $300.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, a suit's like $300-$400.
Yeah, but men wear one suit all week.
Yeah, you need like five.
Women have to change. Do you remember Carl Stefanovic doing that little study that he did? Yes. On air study?
Yeah, Steffa.
Yeah?
I've got like four weddings coming up next year, one a month. I'm just going to wear the same suit.
Yeah, cool. Must be nice. Must be nice. Anyway, I think this is so fair. I think you should be able to wear whatever you want, when you want. Also, dye your hair whatever colour you want. If your employer doesn't like it, they can get a grip. Probably like a, you know, going to retire in 5 years anyway.
There you go.
Honestly.
Yeah. Hot Nights Podcast. Right, so I was saying that I had something to bring up with you. And it's not disappointing. It's not even like sad. It's like, it's kind of funny, but I want to know where your head's at when it all, how it all happened.
All right, Passion Pit.
Okay. You go and cross your arms first off. Don't look at me like that.
They're actually crossed because my chair's a bit too high to put them down. So okay. I'm trying to, it's not an emotional thing.
So this afternoon I was at home and I love this show at the moment on Stan called Power, right? I love Power. It's like second book five or something. It's really cool, right?
Okay.
So I knew I had a Stan account. So I go into it. It's like, oh, I need to log in. I was like, oh, okay, great. So I reset my password and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do it on my phone first because I can just scan it.
I think I know what's happening here.
So, okay.
Yeah, no.
Hold on. Let me speak. And I put it in and then I logged in.
I think I know.
So I logged in and I went, oh. And then, you see this? It's just...
Me,
it's
Abby.
It's just Abby.
It's me and I'm a little lizard.
She was a lizard.
It's and my...
I went, hang on.
Oh, so that's what's happened.
So remember when I was staying at your house?
Yes.
And you were like, I have every streaming service.
Yeah.
You only had Netflix.
No, I have Netflix, Binge, Stan, Hey You.
I didn't check Hey You or Binge. But I was like...
Okay, so Amazon Prime.
So I went into... No, I got into Prime as well.
No, I have all of those things.
I think if you check, it'll be my Prime.
I reckon maybe they weren't logged in because maybe it was a new Apple TV or something.
Maybe
some
of them.
Anyway, so I wasn't logged in, basically.
we weren't logged in.
So funny. Oh my God.
I was like, whatever. I was like, that's pretty innocent. That's pretty funny.
But where's yours gone?
I was like...
And where you're up to?
So I was looking at it and I was like, well, that's interesting. I was like, I was staying at Abby, so... Like, it's a very easy thing to mistake.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, but hang on. Surely the slug, I made one that said slug. I didn't make one that says Abby. So.
Yeah, but can I say that's because I thought you made it on my account and you thought it was funny to change mine to slug.
Right.
So I was like, haha, because you also have a slug on Netflix at my house.
I did make it. Yes, I did.
So that's why I thought you'd done it on my Stan. I thought maybe you can only have one Stan account.
So, yeah, so I logged in on mine.
So sorry.
And then you, like, I was like, hang on. She must have just taken my account and gone, nope. And just swapped back slug to Abby.
Yep.
And it's just gone. Because I haven't logged in back into my house since, like, April. So I was like, oh. So I looked back in and I was like, hang on. And I was like, I was talking to Max and I was like, oh. No, maybe it was an accident.
It was for sure an accident. I was like, what, guys, no. I'm so sorry, but I can afford my Stan. I'm still paying for Stan every month. I'm just not using my account.
Max was like, oh, well, let's just see if she's using it. I was like, you can't tell. He goes, there's a watch history. And I said, oh, okay.
I'm watching, Jesus.
Couple of RuPaul's, obviously.
Yeah, obviously RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2 came out.
It seems like you didn't really like the girl from Wayneville much.
Receipt for Stan Entertainment, $14 on the 26th of July.
Well, who's getting that?
So I'm still paying. It's in the ether.
This is how Stan gets their cash.
I'm still paying. Let's just... No, you know, I'm going to prove to you every month I've been paying $14. It's not that I'm trying to use your account. Yeah. It was an honest mistake. I would never do that.
What I thought was funny was that you went, slug, no, Abby, and just continued with my old watch history.
I didn't even notice.
I've just got here.
And I thought it might have... Have you evidence? You got receipts.
I've just, well, kind of, but this is an invoice for the last 4 months. If you could just sort that one out. I have the premium one, so 4 months at $19.90. If you could just send that to your boy.
Do you want to pay me for the Netflix you use when you're at my house?
For the what?
The Netflix.
We'll just call it Square.
Oh, yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
There's been a bit of outrage, and I think rightfully so, recently about celebrities using their private jets for... It all started really with Kylie Jenner taking a private jet
for
17-minute flight, which I think was a 45-minute drive, about that. And I said, isn't it more time to get to the airport, get on the plane, do the seat check, do the safety thing, and then get take off? Isn't that more time? Probably. There's actually been a new person who's under fire and who will set the world on fire, and that is Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift, it's quite upsetting because Taylor Swift, I've been fooled by Taylor.
Have you?
Well, because she did that whole documentary about being an activist and like being, you know, a Southern girl who has like democratic views all these things. And she's actually used her private jet 170 times in the first 200 days of this year.
I didn't know it was that many times.
Sorry?
That's a lot. That is, and You can't really defend that, can you? That
you
is a lot.
You can't really defend it. Well, they tried to defend it, actually, her management team, and they said Taylor's jet is loaned out regularly to other individuals. To attribute most or all these trips is blatantly incorrect. Now, that actually makes it worse. Because what I was thinking was this. I was thinking, it is hard, but what, she can't really fly commercial. She's that famous.
She can't do it.
She can't fly commercial. So she is in a bit of a tough spot, though. It would depend on the distances of those flights. If it was like a Kylie Jenner, just drive. But if it is across country, I actually am like, she can't fly commercial unless she rents out a... No, she can't. She cannot.
Ed flies commercial. Ed does.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, they're like really, really good. Like the big ones, like Qantas especially. He flies Qantas, I'm pretty sure, when he's in Australia. And they are really good with making sure he is the first off and the last on. And you'll only ever see him if you're... very alert in first class. They really sneak him in. He has a hood on, comes in, he's like right underneath the plane, and he gets up and on. And you wouldn't even know, and he sneaks off beforehand.
Okay, well, maybe it is possible. Maybe she should call Ed Sheeran and ask how to do it because I did think, you know, whatever. It's not ideal to fly commercial when that famous. It wouldn't be fun. I mean, you know, I have 400,000 followers and I refuse to go out. So I can't imagine. But to give it to random people?
No, you know
Taylor?
What? I read this and was like, that is true, because I have a friend that she offered to loan the jet to. Legitimately. That's all right.
On my spit from being so shocked.
Shocking. So he was quite close to their team when she was doing her last tour. It was in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. So he flew up there, Brisbane, not with her, but she obviously takes a jet everywhere. He was up there, and I think his partner, I think their cat was missing. And so she was like, I need you to come back and help me look for the cat. And he was, I won't say who it was, but he was like, no, I'm up here with Taylor and the shows are on.
Yeah.
And he's like, I really want you to come back. So he's there with her. He's telling her. She goes, oh, babe, just take the jet. She goes, babe, just take the jet. He goes, sorry? She goes, just take the plane. He goes, to where? She goes, well, where do you live? Oh. Like, Sydney. I'm just going to get a Virgin flight. She goes, no. She's like, cats mean the world to me. I know what it's like. Take the plane. And he's saying, we were like, did you take the plane? He was like, no, I didn't take the plane. Couldn't do it. But it was like, take my private jet to help find the cat. She did it. She's like, here you go. No problem. Funk. She said, I'll call the airport now. It'll be ready.
Well, there won't be any cats left after global warming. So thanks, Taylor, for that. You don't care that much, obviously.
Hot Nights Podcast. Your first date?
How did it go?
Did you guys do it?
Was it amazing?
First date Friday. Blossoms and has a metamorphosis into Date Review Monday.
Great. Hey, well done. That was a good sentence.
Thank you.
It felt great.
You know,
I felt
they
good.
Cocoon over the weekend.
Yep.
Goes from larvae to cocoon.
Yeah.
And then it breaks free on a Monday to live for one day only, like a butterfly. Yeah. It's a perfect metaphor, really.
You just thought it off the cuff,
God,
too.
God. You know why?
Someone should give you a radio show.
You know why, though?
Why?
Because I was listening to Hilary Duff on the way in. That's why.
Really?
Yeah. And she has an album called Metamorphosis.
Okay.
Thank you, Hilary Duff.
Thanks, Duffy.
So last Friday we spoke with Tyler. He's in a he's pansexual, but he's in an open relationship.
Yep.
And they've been together for 6 months.
Yep.
And he basically was bored last week and was like, I might go on like the wackiest date that I can find, like the weirdest person on Grindr.
Yep.
I will find them and I will go on a date with them. So he also said that there was a lot of red flags, and this made us happy.
Yeah, it did, because we've been looking for some red flags.
We've been looking for some weird kind of elements. So, Tyler?
Yes, hello.
Hey, gorgeous. How did it go? Tell us everything.
It started off not too bad, actually. Oh. He was nice, but then he started to be really passive-aggressive. Oh.
On a first date, well, mysterious. Trying to be mysterious.
Yeah, well, maybe. Was that one of your tips, Abby? Be mysterious.
Be passive aggressive. Was it?
No?
No? So was he... Okay, so he was being passive aggressive in what way?
Well, he was kind of like... I don't know if this is passive aggressive as much as just kind of rude.
Okay.
But he was like... The first thing he said to me was like, oh, wow, I don't really like facial hair on my boys, but... it doesn't really look too bad on you.
Negging.
Okay. Yeah. Was that the first thing that he said that you were kind of like, what?
Yeah, and I was like, yikes.
Yeah, like, big yikes. Okay. And then after that.
Thank you, or do I just walk away? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was, this at you're sitting down at dinner and he says this randomly, or was it like when you first met
him? No, when we literally first like I came up to each other and like we hugged and stuff because I was like, oh, why not? Yeah, a hug, sure.
Oh my god. Okay. So then, okay, then what were the other issues that we found?
What else have we got?
I told you guys that I don't know if you remember this, but I told you guys that I was gonna get the messiest and the dirtiest foods I could get.
Yes.
So yeah. So I got some dirty Reuben fries, large, obviously, and when I started digging into it, he was like, oh wow, someone's really got a big appetite today. Do you want some more fries with that?
Oh my god, this is like a bad movie.
It's not going well, is it?
Okay, and then any other issues?
Oh yeah, no, this is just a tip of the iceberg, baby.
okay. Give us a list of all the things.
Like, I brought up work, how he said that, he said that he was working in the hospital now. Okay. So I was like, you said that you were the CEO of an energy company, so make it make sense.
Yes. Then Call it out, Tyler.
Yeah, you know, and then he started backpedaling and he was like trying to make me feel bad for looking him up. He was like, he said this, and I quote, so what were you doing even looking me up? That's a bit sus.
Oh, sus. Bit sus. Oh my god, projection. Those in glass houses should not accuse about LinkedIn.
And then I said, well, it's a bit sus that you lied, but okay.
Yeah.
So he apologized and I let it slide because, I mean, not enough drama yet, right? So
it's been some so far.
Well, I just needed a little bit more.
Okay, so great.
He decided like, okay, let's go out to a club. And at this point, it was a bit, he had a couple of drinks in him, which was fine. He was slurring a little bit, walking funny again. Look, it's fine, you know, a couple of drinks in you, that's normal. Started talking really loud to strangers.
Oh.
And I was like, oh god, okay, not sure about this. But then we got to the top of the queue at the club, and then the bouncer was like, can I have your ID? So we both hand him our ID. So I hand, the bouncer checks my ID, all clear, I go through. And then I turn around and look at what he's done. He's gone and handed in his credit card.
Oh, I'm not getting in.
Oh, no. Mate.
Bouncer's like, no, oh my god. Exactly.
So at that point, did you leave?
Well, almost. The bouncer's like, okay, you need 30 minutes. Go walk around and sober up. And at this point, I'm like, nah, I got to go, mate. Like,
yeah, see ya.
So Tyler, yeah, overall, not great?
Well, I mean, yeah, no. I mean, I'd give it like a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
You know what?
It's entertainment, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Of course. Well, thank you for sharing with us.
A bit of entertainment, and you know, like, at least we got some entertainment and you gave our radio show some content, so we appreciate it. And that's what we want from now on. We want
that's what we
drama.
Want. That's what we need. Let us know, Tyler. At Hot Nights with Abby on the DMs, let us know. We pay you $100 for a date Friday. If you go out on one, message us, we'll pay you, give us the dirt, the red flags. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
At Hot Nights with Abby is the Instagram.
Here comes the money. Here comes the money.
This is a big one, Rowan. I actually feel sick even saying it.
Do you really?
So over in the US, a Mega Millions jackpot has gone off. To the tune of $1.9 billion Australian. I think it's $1.337 billion US.
Wow.
$1.9 billion.
Wowee.
Has gone off. And a ticket has been sold at a Speedy Cafe Speedway.
Sorry? Speedy Cafe?
Speedway.
That's cool.
Station, yeah, in the plane. I don't know how you say that. But anyway, and... Sorry, I can't even speak because I can't imagine how much money that is. And no one's come forward as yet to claim it, though, because it was bought in Illinois,
yeah.
You don't have to come forward. The laws there are you can be an anonymous lottery winner. So that's you don't so have good. To come forward. In Australia, we can all be anonymous if we win, as we all will not.
Everyone would know if I won. Everyone would know.
Would they really? This is the question I actually want to ask you.
Yeah, they would.
Would you? You would tell. How?
I wouldn't tell them much, but I would. You better believe it. Well, you'd see the Ferrari in the driveway and go, well, he's won something. He hasn't heard that. But I would tell people I'd won, absolutely. But I wouldn't. There would no way I'd tell how much. No.
Would you post on your story saying, I just won $1.9 billion?
No, I wouldn't tell them how much. Actually, if it was that much money, maybe.
What's the fear of people knowing?
Actually, the fear of people knowing only really comes from, like, oh, they might take advantage of you and take your money. Well, just don't give me any money. I would give friends and family money anyway. Say if I won heaps. If I won a million, no, it's mine.
Oh yeah, a million is mine. If it's $1.9 billion, you could spend $999 million on frivolous things and still have $1 billion.
That's what I was saying before in the office. I was like, I'd walk straight down like the designer strip in Sydney. I'd be like, give me that. Don't even tell me the price, but and I just take it.
That's the first thing you do.
Yeah, well. I reckon the first thing I'd do would cry. I'd probably cry.
Cry a lot.
Call my mother, I reckon. It is.
I don't even know what I do. I actually can't even imagine.
Yeah, I know what I do. Straight down the designer strip.
Pay passing everything.
Oh, tap.
I don't know. I think there is one house in my suburb that I walk by every day, and I always think if I get on that breakfast radio money, I will save my little coins and I will say, what do you want for it? sorry, breakfast radio host.
Husey Spewin.
Husey. Oh. No, Husey's great. Husey's
loaded.
He explained the house that he owns. He actually owns houses for good causes.
Yeah, he does.
We love Husey. Most relatable rich man ever. But I think I would probably go to that house and say, how much do you want for it?
Yeah.
I'll pay anything. And then I probably just... It feels like so much that it becomes pointless.
I saw something on TikTok the other day where this guy said he had so much money, but he knew people who had 10 times as much as he had. And he said that they, when they want something, they will call... Say they want the new Lamborghini.
Yeah.
The new hybrid ones out, half electric, whatever. They call and they go, hey, I want one. He goes, no worries. He said, 3 months later, it just turned up. He didn't even know it was coming. The money had already come out of his account, didn't even see it. So basically, when you get to a certain level of cash, everything's free. Because it's not like you're budgeting.
You're not budgeting, and you could not spend $1 billion.
Yeah, so you're not budgeting.
You couldn't spend it.
Everything's
I guess
free.
I'd go on a holiday, but I would fly commercial, not private, because I'm not Taylor Swift.
I was like, yeah, you're a lot. Okay, yeah. Surely you'd get a jet. You'd get your own. $1.9 billion. I mean, Eco Warrior, we love ya.
No, I think I would like fly private as an experience, but I think the reason why I think it's okay for people to fly private is because you're so famous. If I won $1.9 billion, I'm going to delete my Instagram, delete my TikTok.
Of course.
Sorry, everyone. I'm going to not do the radio show anymore. Sorry, Dave Cameron, Big Boss.
I've got $1.9 billion.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I might come in like to do a break with you once a week.
Oh, thank you.
Bit of fun.
You're so nice.
A goodbye break every night.
And then you leave, you like throw me 100,000 and go, have fun, Rob. Bye. Hot Nights with Abby.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Finished again for another night. Starting Monday off right. Baby Shark, how are you? Sick.
So long, farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen. Adieu.
To you and you.
Oh, good. Good vibrato at the end. Was that vibrato?
I don't know, but it was something that required talent, so.
Hey, you got it, baby. Hotline tomorrow and Hot Nights. We'll be back. Bye, everyone.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-